Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Underground networks of border crossers in South Texas, money launderers, smugglers, these are familiar stories in the Rio Grande Valley. But here's a story of an underground network trading in something as old as it gets, vanity. Law enforcement officials say Latina women have been solicited and many have used the services of underground medical cosmetic treatments in the Rio Grande Valley. Silicone injections, Botox, these illegal services have a name that doesn't inspire a lot of vanity, butt pumping. The procedure is unregulated and dangerous, resulting in amputations and death. San Juanita Herrera is one woman in South Texas who underwent the procedure in 2001.
Por vanidad o por...
Because of vanity, or I'm going to cry, a woman wants to look better. In that time, there was a woman who was giving butt injections. Some friends asked me if I wanted to get those injections because a lot of people were getting it done.
San Juanita thought she was getting a Botox procedure. What she actually got is explained by legit cosmetic surgeon Filberto Rodriguez.
Anyone injecting silicone is doing so with a non-medical grade silicone that they tend to buy at Home Depot. The problem is when you get to this butt pumping, the amount of silicone that's being injected is massive.
Veronica Zaragovia, state reporter for KUT Austin, has uncovered this story. Veronica, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thank you, John.
So these two characters who you found in your reporting really tell the tale of a vast underground network, really, where people go to get cosmetic surgery in places that are completely and totally unregulated. What is this world that you found?
So there are some cases in which the women will go to spas or beauty salons and leave flyers in Spanish. It's definitely not done, you know, in an actual clinic or medical office.
And let's hear once more from San Juanita Herrera, who was speaking to you about, you know, how initially she really thought this was a good idea.
Back then, I felt really happy because I really liked the results. I looked really good. A whole bunch of us were really happy, but I didn't know then I was making a huge mistake.
How much was her life threatened by the injections that she received, do you think?
The complications can be pretty serious. She had, her skin was darkening and she had skin ulcerations, and she told me that it was becoming very painful to sit down. And as the cosmetic surgeon explained to me, one potential risk that could lead to death is when the silicone travels through the bloodstream and can clog the main artery of the lung. There can also be complications with gangrene. The body just really rejects the substance. And so the only way to do it where it doesn't cause any health risk is if the silicone, an FDA-approved version, is 100% inserted within the muscle so that there's no exposure to the skin or the blood.
And the cosmetic surgeon you spoke with, who told us a few minutes ago that this silicone comes sometimes from Home Depot, explains exactly what the risk is.
The risk of death from these silicone injections to the butt is such a large volume of silicone that's being injected that they can actually embolize through the veins into the lungs, and that's what causes the immediate death. And that's a risk that these people are subjecting themselves to.
That's Filberto Rodriguez, a cosmetic surgeon who worked with San Juanita Herrera to really deal with the consequences of what she'd done in this underground network. Let's talk a little bit about how difficult it was to get anyone to really speak about this, Veronica.
That's right. It's very difficult because some of the women are undocumented and they don't want to share their identity. Others are in these occupations, such as exotic dancers or sex workers, who really don't want to speak up to law enforcement. The doctor did tell me that law enforcement was offering some money to help victims with their medical expenses if they would share who gave them these injections. And so that might be a method for them to be able to get more people to speak up. But they do think that there are many, many women who are victims, as well as women who are offering these services.
Reporting on the vulnerability of Latina women in Texas from an underground network of cosmetic surgeons, Veronica Zaragovia is a reporter for KUT in Austin. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.